Good afternoon, everybody. It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. It's 2 o'clock p.m. We're gathered for the legal counsel update, and all three commissioners are present. Our first agenda item is administrative policy B8, contract signing authority. Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, all here gathered. So, this was something that we've kind of discussed off and on over the course of different meetings, I think this year. And what we're looking to do is basically update the existing formal policy to reflect lessons learned that have essentially resulted in most of the current practices that are being employed by the county department heads.
Do we have a packet today?
There is.
At least a paper one.
I have one.
I don't have one in the folder online. Okay.
We can share a copy here.
Just long enough to read the policy? Okay.
Yep, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so you'll see that there are some changes that we can go ahead and walk through. Principally, the change that is involved is the definition of contract would include intergovernmental agreements, which is something that even got brought up in a recent meeting here, relatively, contract amendments, and the like. We would see contracts valued at $10,000 or less, for the most part, not being necessarily routed through legal. And this is, of course, all for the board's contemplation, discussion, and consideration. There are other ways of getting the job done here, of course. This is just one draft out of the gate. But we'd see contracts of $10,000 or less not necessarily going through legal, and therefore expediting the process. We would see, for example, grant applications would be subject to basically the a different kind of process, put it that way. Applications for grants presently are that if the grant was included or approved by the board in the budget process, then the department head is green-lighted to go ahead and apply for it. Or if the grant does not involve matching funds, then I believe the department head generally is allowed, if you will, to go ahead and apply for the grant.
No matter what the size. Mm-hmm. If there's no matching funds.
Yes. Now, here we'd have it a limit of $10,000. If the grant requires less than $10,000 in matching funds, then the department head could apply for the grant. We also see that if the grant was considered as part of the formal budget process and thereby approved and included within the county's budget, then the department head wouldn't have to come back to the board after the grant application gets approved in order to enter into that agreement. And that would be for grants of any amount.
If it's over 10.
No, that's any amount.
Any amount.
It could be $500,000. But if and this is just stuff for discussion and contemplation, but if the board, through the budget process, approved that grant and incorporated it into the expected budget for the fiscal year, then bringing it back in front of the board would no longer be required.
Because it's already been approved anyway. It's in
right.
The budget.
Yeah,
right.
But the problem with that is that we don't do a detailed look at the budget. Those grants are not itemized in the budget, so that's why when they come up along the way, we actually get the itemized information. Kind of like my arguments that I've brought up about positions, that if they just put it in the end of the budget book of one position different, you have to go and itemize, look, which one's different now. Oh, see, that one's budgeted, but we've never vetted it. So there's still not a vetting if it's just through the budget process.
Grants do come with strings attached.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, that's the other side of that question. If you want to be involved in grants, I mean, that's... So it's an option.
Gosh darn, how many grants do we write out?
You know, that's the deal.
As many as we
can. Just quick, you know, you guys are writing grants
almost
constantly.
So grants is just one part of this. I'm looking at it, and one of the things that I would maybe ask for something different is I still think the department had... it should be the board liaison at the amounts $50,000. Let's see. Under B, under the policy, is the $10,001 to $50,000. It says department heads may sign after obtaining approval of department's commissioner liaison. Right now it's commissioner liaison to sign. I think that should still be. And the above $50,000, it's the full board to sign. What's not listed in here is IGAs, because right now all IGAs, no matter the amount, come before the board.
Yeah. So what we do see is in the definitions, you have to connect a couple of points to get there, but we define IGA, for example.
Okay, and so then, we're defining it as a contract. Now we go here for the contracts.
That's how it plays out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with IGAs moving under the values we currently have, but I kind of like that we have a different level of accountability than just the department head. I mean, up to 10,000 is department head, up to 50,000 is liaison signing, above 50,000 is the board. Some of the processes that I've thought that we can look at is, do they all have to go through all the steps leading up to the weekly business session? Or can they, if they meet a criteria, just go straight to the weekly business session? But the weekly business session is our public-facing business. So if we allow signatures and business to be going on beforehand, where's the public accountability of what's being signed or just in front of the public of being aware?
Sure.
So this kind of takes all of that out. So I think there's some things for us to consider, and I don't know the right answer today.
No, I haven't.
But I certainly like that we're looking at it. I should give you your copy back because I think you scanned it for me.
So, yeah, and this I think is, because this is the only place I've found in county policy where a liaison is really formally assigned a role, it's a good touch point for really kind of maybe evolving that and perhaps capturing the role of liaison in a different policy, of course, but to come to terms with what that is and get at least some form of guidance on paper.
I think we've been asking that question for 3 years.
We have. And so it's kind of come to a head to a certain extent now that we're trying to really update the policy to reflect the reality. Mm-hmm. And, so I would say this is a good opportunity to really tackle that one again if you're interested and try to get something, some form of consensus about what a liaison is and isn't.
I don't know that I'm prepared to do it today, but I think the conversation would be
nice. We should
notice
it a little better if we're going to talk about liaison roles.
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunity of gathering. What all hats do you wear as liaison? And let's identify those. And let's get it a part of the conversation.
Well, I'm liaison to Public Works. I'll be a flagger on Thursday and Friday, so.
Just kidding.
Passed the safety course, did you?
So stiff in there.
But it seems like the past policy on that was vague and not really codified in a document. And that's where we need to head eventually.
Well, and I would say each commissioner interpreted it differently. Or could be beat over
especially
the head by another commissioner.
That weren't sure what it meant.
Well, what I found is some commissioners were saying, as liaison, I have this right and authority and imposed it. And then when others said, oh, that's what we get to do, you don't have that authority. We, as a board, didn't give you that. So there was mixed messages.
Sure.
And the staff were all as confused as we were. And
well, let's have that discussion.
Absolutely.
As I recall, it used to be that the liaisons weren't assigned to departments the way they are now. I think that happened back in the mid-2000s when they switched to 4 mega departments. And then the department heads reported to the liaison. But it used to be that the department heads would just come and meet with the Board of Commissioners, I think once a week or once a month or once every couple of weeks, and so there was no liaison role. They just meet with the full board.
Well, that may have to be the cart that comes before this horse.
It's a little bit part parcel.
Yeah. So we wouldn't want to step back on it if we just didn't put some light on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what authority does a liaison have to bless or stop projects before they get to the full board, to respond to disciplinary concerns or praise concerns or policy? There's all these things that we can do in different capacity as liaison, budgetary that we have to approve per finance, all these different steps, and none of it is defined in a policy.
At what point do you come before the whole board as a liaison with an issue? Is it employees, or what is it? Mm-hmm. Where do you stop as liaison? Say, oop, we got to take this to the whole board.
And our authority as the electorate is as a board, not as liaisons. We're not elected as liaisons. We're elected as a board. So I think it's a good discussion to have. And do we do that in a workshop format? What's the right format of having that discussion?
I think let's take this.
Yeah, I think so.
Digest it and see what we come up with.
Thank you for putting something on paper.
This is the way it is now, or what is it your recommendation? Is this a draft, a footprint?
It's draft. Draft.
Okay.
Draft. So, yeah, this is not the present policy.
Okay.
It's reflective more. Anyway, yeah, there it is. But this has been vetted throughout the managers twice.
Now.
Yes, it has. Okay. Yes, and I've incorporated all of their comments, concerns. I think no one has said they're unhappy with it. I've had a lot of positive feedback on that, in fact. Okay. So a lot of appetite for getting this updated.
I think we just need to get it down so it's consistent across the board.
I agree.
Hasn't been.
I agree. So this is a nice opportunity to do that and to take care of another question that's been kind of hanging out there.
Mm-hmm. And I think staff and commissioners alike like to, as an employee, I used to be one, I liked knowing what was expected of me, and I like to be graded on those known expectations. So when a known expectation differed from what I was evaluated on, it felt unfair. So the expectations need to meet reality.
Boy, you ain't going to make a good politician because they're not fair out there, and they are your boss. And your expectation of the folks out there changes every minute.
I'm just saying good employment practice.
Yeah, I get it. I'm just
as far as employees, not us. Our expectation is what did we promise and did we deliver? And hopefully that meets that expectation. But as far as employees, having a known expectation and being able to meet that expectation is a lot more comforting as an employee than not understanding what the expectations are or being graded on something different than what the known expectations are. Okay, so we'll bring this back?
We shall. Give everyone a chance to review it. I can sit down for 20 minutes with each person individually, if that would be a good plan.
Let's take 10.
10? Got it. Okay, Dan will take 30, so then we'll have enough.
I'll take 30 or even out. 20 minutes, please, got it.
I yield the rest of my time.
That works. All right, I'll work with Annette to get some time on.
Now, that's what I call the consensus.
Okay, so it's 2:12. We're going to go into executive session on the following agenda items. Item 2A is possible amendment to lease with TMB Racing LLC for county property at Fairgrounds under ORS 192-6602E. Item 2B is offer to purchase county real property on Ridgecrest Drive under ORS 192-6602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff will be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave this room. No electronic devices shall be used at this time. Approved representatives, I'm going to keep my computer open because that's where my packet is, so I'm going to challenge that electronic devices. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of this session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:13. Okay, we're back in general session at 2:45. We're asking for some more information regarding to the TMB racing at the fairgrounds. No decisions were made today. It'll be brought back at a later date. And we got an update on the purchase on Ridgecrest, and we're moving forward with staff providing more information along the way. There is a deadline involved for this process, and that'll go forward as described. So we just got updates. So the next item on our agenda is additional subjects and matters from commissioners, and then we also have our items from item 4 from this morning that were tabled to after our additional comments from commissioners. So, Commissioner Dion, do you have anything?
No, I think we just need to give you that's a pretty heavy lift from this morning, so let's just get with it.
Me too.
I have a couple things I need to ask you guys. First one is regarding the fire committee. So I know I've brought back to you guys that we got feedback from the Legislative Council that we cannot use the monies from House Bill 5050 prior to the district being formed. Tonight we're going to meet with our first fire committee meeting, and the question is going to be those dollars. Now, in talking with Senator Bertrager, it's not going to be something that we necessarily have a fix before the end of the year. He's willing to take back to try to get a line added that a portion would be set aside for that consultation and that thing, but it's, we don't have a guarantee. My only experience with state grants is from the airports, and they cover what's been done after they're signed and issued, not before. It is unique because they have already given us the check, and we're just holding it. We have said as a group that we wanted all the options looked at, and the feasibility study provided in 2008 didn't get that group anywhere. And so that outside consultant to look at and then get the feasibility study, I don't have the cost of what that would be. I've been given a guesstimation of what that would be, but I don't have it. State Fire Marshal's office is willing. They reached out to get some example RFPs to help us so that the group can work on an RFP proposal and kind of bring that back. But the question is, do we still pursue the outside consultant if we don't know if it's internal money, whether it can be borrowed and paid back or reimbursed or not? We kind of have to make that decision because it changes the scope of what we're asking this group to do.
I don't know how much. I mean, I'd kind of like to have a ballpark figure as to what that would cost.
I'm going to...
$50,000? Is it $100,000? What is it?
Less than $100,000. I don't have an exact amount.
Because the
city spent $30,000, but their boundaries are very defined already.
And the linchpin, though, is if the citizens say no, we're on the hook for that money.
Right.
We're on the hook for the money. No, I mean, yes, you're absolutely
no,
right.
No, if we don't do anything right now, we're on the hook for anything. But if we, to get to something to put on the ballot,
I see what you're saying,
is going to cost $100,000, and it doesn't fly, we can't reimburse back from the $1.5 million.
Unless they specifically say that it can cover expenses of feasibility and consultation for the formation of a district.
Not to exceed 5% or something.
Not,
yeah,
well, I,
whatever
yeah.
Whatever come up with.
But it's one of those things that kind of need to know your intent. For me...
Yeah, it's hard to do 5 months worth of work.
The promise, the promise to the group is that, or to the community, is that we're looking at all options.
Right.
But how was that done? If it's not an outside consultant, it's not an RFP. Kind of, I don't want to mislead, and I don't want to misrepresent you guys, so I needed to bring it up.
Because the soonest we'll know is maybe in the short session that something might change, or do they sometimes work outside of those sessions with us?
E-board, but not for something like this. It would be, I would think, a budget note. That's what I recommended to Herman, you know, just see if you can get a budget note.
In the beginning of the session in February? Mm-hmm. So February. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like the outside consultant because we're in uncharted waters as far as what any of us know and even people around here are going to know. I think an outside consultant.
And that's where we were headed.
Specializes in that, but if that, say that, you know, I don't know, Kurt will go back and say, yeah, it's going to be, you know, not to exceed 7.5% or 10% or something like that. So they have a limit as to how much. 10% would be $150,000.
I made a recommendation of less.
Of less?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at the same time, if we say to the group, work on an RFP, we put out that RFP, we get a budget amount back, it may be in the time frame that we're in that session, we can have an exact ask.
That you'll know and then be able
correct.
To either pull the rug out and go, we don't have any money.
We don't have to go forward with an RFP, correct? If we put one out there for proposals, they give us proposals, and at that time we can say, we don't have the money to go forward.
Our funding went away.
Oh, absolutely. And especially, and you can just shore that up by saying so in the RFP.
Yeah, it's a standard provision in our RFPs.
Okay.
We always have that in there.
So
well, sounds like that.
I would say work towards getting the RFP developed, putting out there, getting responses. It will give us the time frame of responses back about in the time that we would hear it back.
I think we're okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, you know, it sounds like, oh, yeah, I got you $1.5 million, and we're already fired up. And you read small print and it says, no, you're not, until you get it actually passed.
Well, and we were hearing mixed information from Department of Administrative Services. They told us yes. They told me in an email yes. And then it finally, and I kept saying, will you give me that in writing? Will you ask further? I mean, it was pushing back, and finally Legislative Council said no. So, but with a conversation with Senator Bearsugar since then, him understanding that this is a requirement to even form a district in the first place, to have that feasibility study portion, having the consultant look at all the options so that you have a thing, he's on board now. Where before he wasn't, he is on board now. So this is the second question that goes with that. I've heard some citizens say that they want us to have something on the May ballot. The responses with this outside consultant would not meet the deadlines.
Not even close.
Nope. And so I need your blessing of what to proceed with.
I told that Merlin group those facts that it wasn't going to happen in May.
Okay.
But it was nothing official. It was just a, you know, the timeline doesn't allow it, but... Yeah. And we want the group to look at all options, which there's no time
for. So you're looking at the November ballot?
I don't know. Right. I don't want to put a deadline
on. Let's not put a deadline. Let's find out what the consultant says.
I'm just
it
saying,
may take more than a year.
There were some citizens that were asking for a May.
Yeah.
And I don't think that gives us time to actually say we looked at all options and we heard from people in an appropriate fashion. I just want to make sure, again, I'm not misrepresenting to you guys or to them what you've given me permission to do.
No.
And so I'm asking up front so
that
I can present that. So
Because then looking at timelines, the soonest would be like November ballot. The latest would be the following November. Does that money from the state go away in the two budget?
No, I just have to. We have the money. I have to give them a plan. So our obligations in the letter was within 12 months, have to give them a plan of what our expenses and intents are. So if we can get that budget note in February, if it can cover, then we have that plan and that process, and we can give them a timeline. We just have to give an annual update and a time frame of specific steps, and we're in compliance with that
letter. So do we cash the check and start getting interest?
It is in the bank.
Okay.
It has been deposited.
Yeah. All 0.5%.
Well,
a million and a half would not be
it's,
something.
It's too big a thing for me to guess.
For the airports. I'm teasing again.
It is too big
Dan
of a thing
Dan was
for
teasing.
Me. Yes. Thank clarification.
I know what I felt that our intent was in those conversations, but that was also discussed when it was first, yes, we could use the money. So we don't know that we can, but this is the time frame I think we can. And if it's not, we can make a decision at that time. Do we go forward? Do we not?
Yep, that makes sense.
For an extension. I think we're on the right track because we're already in November, and if we have an answer on that note by February, it's going to take 4 months to get the RFP back and make a decision anyway.
Well, you give 30 days as a general on an RFP, usually, right?
It depends on what it's for. Sometimes 30 days, sometimes more, sometimes less.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of depends on what you're asking them to put together.
And my hope is that the guidance that the deputy chief will be able to provide and the samples she's bringing will help guide so we can kind of get going on that process. So I understand, I believe, the direction we're given, that we still want to do the outside consult. We'll have direction by the time we are kind of able at the point we're going to move forward with RFP, get responses back where we have an idea of the funding, and then we know what our ask is. Okay.
And if you want to check back in with us after you had a chance to talk with the task force tonight, then we can get some more particulars on the RFP.
Absolutely. Yep. You guys will be recruited for help.
Yep.
We're not going to run anything without you.
Yeah. We'll generate the RFP, but based upon, you know,
correct,
what the group and the commissioners want to have it.
We... you know, it's not every day we have an ad hoc committee.
Yes.
And it's great to have people that are willing to provide information and that feedback, but we still have to bring it all together.
Yes.
So
exactly.
We'll try to make sure that we do that in a way that works with you guys, and then probably have to work with you to say, what do we need? What do you want me to get? And tonight, honestly, the idea was, why are we here? Let's get to know each other. Introductions. What is your intent of the group?
What's a good meeting time?
What are we going to meet? What are the next steps? What's the commission? What's the board's authority? What are we going towards? And not a heavy lift tonight. Mariana Ruiz Temple, the deputy chief state fire marshal, is on assignment. She's going to call in.
Here?
But she's on the California fires. Mm. The fact that she said she's still going to make time to call is pretty incredible considering. Okay, one other issue. I printed...
Yeah, we'll bore you if you don't.
You can probably.
It's not boring.
Huh?
My stuff's not boring.
Might be to her.
I'll tell you in a minute.
There is an annual event that Oregon puts on called the Oregon Leadership, or the Annual Leadership Summit. Oregon Leadership Summit. I didn't go last year. I went the year before. Maybe the year before, I can't recall. Commissioner Hare went every year as the District 4 chair. And the thing is AOC does a intentional dinner at the summit that is with the Oregon Business Council, and they'll have two commissioners from each district kind of come together, and they do this business working meeting. I hadn't brought it up. I didn't really intend to attend. It is $150 for registration to go to the summit, and then OEOC covers the meeting, and the district chairs kind of head that up. And I'm the District 4 chair, but I can pass it off to others to see who else is going. But I wanted to run it by you guys. Commissioner Hare has gone every year the last 3 years, so we have been represented there. It's December 16th. At the Oregon Convention Center. So I wanted you guys' perspective on attending or not.
I went once, and all it was the governor telling all commissioners and everybody in the room that you need to go home and tell all of your constituents it's time to pay up. That's exactly what it was. There was absolutely nothing more than you go home and you're the leaders of your community, and it's time that everybody in your constituents all need to know that Oregon government is really expensive, and we've got these liabilities, and it's time for you just to step up and pay more. That's all it was. So I won't be going back. I won't be going back. There was some value in that. The dinner thing was about the only thing that I found value in, because it was an opportunity for, I don't drink, so there's a lot of people that were drinking. Boy, they get pretty loose lips during that. And you find out a lot of information you probably wouldn't have found out on the conference floor. But now, yeah, that was about the only good thing. But other than that, I would not be interested in going back. But as chairman of District 4, you know, have you been to one of those before, the leadership conference?
I went to Leadership Summit. I wasn't allowed to go to the dinner. I wasn't one of the chosen. So it was Commissioner Hare and Commissioner Cribbins usually that went. So 1 year I was
chosen. I got to go
to the dinner. I have not been allowed to go. Just to give you a heads up, Commissioner Fowler, on this, so Leadership Summit has been going for about a decade. It's looking at business future in Oregon, but It's a partnership with industries, chambers, economic development organizations, state agencies, legislators, governor's office. Senator Wyden has gone and talked the last couple of years because it was something that he was a part of starting originally.
What do you expect to gain from it?
I can't even find an agenda.
Right.
But as District 4 chair at AOC, the email from all, here's what.
Does AOC cover anything?
The dinner. So at the 2019 Oregon Leadership Summer, we will be holding our annual Leadership Summit dinner in partnership with Oregon Business Council and hosted by the Oregon Community Foundation. As in past years, it will be held immediately following the Oregon Leadership Sunday Summit on Monday, December 16th. Dinner will include two commissioners from each district, as well as executives from Oregon's largest companies, legislators, regional solution conveners, and representatives from foundations, communities of color, education from across the state. Leadership Summit dinner provides counties with a great opportunity to network and learn about the issues facing Oregon businesses, while also educating the business community about the needs of county government. In past years, great follow-up meetings have happened around the state as a result of the invaluable connections made during this annual event. We hope in your current role as AOC district chair, you can attend dinner We need an email confirming attendance, and I pick who else is going to attend from the district. So that Commissioner Hare was the vice chair of the district the last couple of years, and so I think Commissioner Cribbins was the chair.
Is there any other interest in the district if somebody else would go, like Colleen or?
I haven't reached out. I can ask.
Bob Strasser.
I can see if anyone else is attending, but I didn't even think about it going because I found that the last time I went to the leadership summit, I think I've gone twice, and the last time I felt that it.
I didn't
get anything out of it.
Was it at the Oregon
Convention Center?
Convention Center.
Yep.
Because I went there with you guys, I think.
I think you went last year.
I did go last year.
Oh, and I wasn't there last year. So
that's
what
it was.
Yeah, and we went because they talked a lot about every time you went anywhere in the wildfire thing. It was remember we sat into the one and said we got all done. Every one of them and said, "Are you here to actually do something, or are you just checking the box to say that at the leadership summit you had a breakout session and everybody's there and you field the question and answers?" Because the question and answers were all the same almost every one I went to. And they were under no obligation to do anything about it. So I didn't find any value out of myself. I'm pretty hard to please when it comes to things. We're wasting time.
Oh, you and I walked down from the hotel, right?
We did.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting...
Oh, yeah.
I did that
a year or two before that.
Yes, we did.
I remember that because it was a
that's
heck of a walk down
coal.
There. Yeah.
I walked down and I said, oh, just a little hop, skip, and a jump.
It wasn't. It was
you
quite
can see
a,
it, but it was quite a way.
And I remember walking back up the hill to get to the... Yeah.
Yeah, and the parking lot does not accept a full-size truck. Barely. It's tough to
like
get
I said,
in
if they were actually getting together to promote getting businesses into Oregon and being business friendly, that'd be great. But it seems like they were mitigating their attack on business. Mm-hmm. And
well,
so
they were pushing 2020 really hard. So it's just the way it is and the way it has to be. And you need to take your leadership skills and go home and deliver the message. Okay.
So like I said, we've attended the last 3 years as a county. We've been represented there.
Yeah, we should probably go. You should probably go.
I don't like that look. Well, it ain't me, babe.
Right, I heard some economic stuff in there. But
I just sent an email to AOC asking if they know of anyone else from District 4 attending.
See if there's a couple from District 4 attending. If there are, if District 4 is represented, then I don't see any value in it.
Okay.
I'll bring it back to you guys. I don't think they listen to District 4.
Sorry,
anymore.
Thank you. Okay, so then the other things, anything else for legal?
Yeah, for us, nothing.
Only after you leave.
Yep, okay.
All right.
That's how it always works.
Oh, I shall.
Have you voted?
Yeah, we turned them in on Sunday.
Okay, that's all right.
Nice.
Everybody votes.
Oh, yeah.
The vote counts.
I'm just hanging out for the movement.
Okay. I will bring it back after I hear. But I wasn't looking to go to this event.
Right.
Because I'd rather it be something more worthwhile. But at the same time, as District 4 chair, there's a lot required, and it'd be nice if I didn't
Who's
have to.
Who's vice chair?
Court. So let me find out who's going, and then if there are two from District 4 that I can say, well, they can go and represent.
Yeah.
If you're okay with
I'd
that.
Say, I really don't think they're going to listen to District 4. They never have. So, but that's not to say we shouldn't be talking.
Absolutely. Okay. Sounds good. All right. So we're going to go back to... Is there anything else?
Nope. Not for me.
I had one thing come up. In order for us to get our things back by conference, I responded to nicebadge.com on...
the rollout?
The two. They said if we can give them a guesstimation of how many we think that is going to be there, they will get, because you get a discount if you hit 25, you get a discount if you hit 50.
Okay.
If we have an idea and tell them, they'll give us that up front.
Right, and just let it accumulate.
Yep.
For all the staff badges, and you decided on the two. Can you send those to me?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yep. Sounds good. Nice badge.
Okay, and I'll forward you the email as well that I got. All right, that's all I have. I'm going to pass it back to the Executive Office Manager updates.
Okay. I have quite a few, but I will try to go quickly.
Do you want to start with Courthouse Movement Committee so that Helene doesn't have to be stuck here?
Yes, I would love to. So the Movement Committee's been working pretty diligently. I've sent everybody, and I believe I've emailed you, Commissioner Morgan, the packet. So it's gone through what we're proposing, and there's a very, very rough floor plan or footprint of what we're thinking. So basically what we've come up with, the second floor will be all courts.
Second floor.
The first floor will be the district attorney. Legal will take over the finance space. IT will move to the justice building on the first floor. Victims assistance will move to...
I need to slow down. There we go. Go ahead.
Victims assistance will be in the justice building, first floor. Grand jury, we're not quite sure, potentially first floor, potentially lower level. We have renamed the basement of the justice building, the lower level.
One of our big accomplishments.
Yes, so that it doesn't have that negative connotation of being the basement, the jail basement, because nobody wants to live in there. But so
what do you call it now?
The lower level.
Lower level.
Yes.
The one step above the parking garage.
So the lower level, formerly known as the basement, will be the district attorney, a break room in there for the DA, potentially the law library, and potentially grand jury. So that's what we're looking at. We're also looking at having a single point of entry coming through the justice building for the courts to help with the security. In doing that, we'll have to figure out a way to keep this stairway secure up top. So we're going to talk to hopefully a space planner and figure out a way to do that. Yes?
So very easily we can put glass thick and clear that you can see across.
Mm-hmm.
And block access. So, for instance, some of the older buildings in D.C. do this, and one of them was Library of Congress, where you can go up to the very top, and you see down over the whole thing, but there's glass in between and protect. Yeah. But then you have one-way emergency exit doors over the stairwells, so you can't get in at the top, but there is emergency exit, alarm-sounding emergency exits. Mm-hmm. They have to be alarm sounding because you can't have somebody go out of them and or see it as a normal exit. The other question that comes up with that is you might need the ADA coordinator to be a part of that conversation because there was some conversation about how far away from an entrance you can be.
And he's in the group.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so the thought of how you do that is you have glass emergency exits to go out that are locked. You can't get up into them and have glass all the way across to protect the fidelity of the system.
Yeah.
And if they're alarmed, then you can tell if anyone's gone through them and people can respond to.
Because we were talking about the possibility of making three little attorney-client areas or two little rooms out of that space, maybe leaving the door that you just spoke of over the top of the stairs makes sense. But trying to utilize some of there's no place for clients to go talk to their attorney.
Yeah, in the hallway.
Mulling around in the hallway, right? So we were talking about making some sort of, seeing if there was enough room there to do something like that. But your idea of fire egress is going to trump that.
Yeah.
Because getting those people to run all the way to that exit is really far.
Mm-hmm. The glass wall was suggested, but not with the fire exit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, good point.
I'm going to point out the movie Fugitive, where Harrison Ford got his legs stuck on the... I'm just going to say.
That was a good movie. I get sucked into that one.
You know, you go to other places, you see what they've done, you don't reinvent the wheel.
Right.
Or you watch too much TV.
Or a bit of both.
So what we're... tomorrow's meeting, we're going to be talking about the parking lot usage. Ryan's giving us a diagram of the three parking lots we're looking at, which is the one between county and city lot, the parking lot across from the library, which is reserved right now, and then the secure parking lot.
Where?
Across from the library.
Oh, so along the wall.
Right, along the wall.
Which is all reserved. There's some public.
There's
there.
A few public, but a lot of them are reserved.
It's going to be part of our parking
lot. So on the library side is open. On this side is partially... reserved and partially open to public.
Right.
Other side of the library is public.
Right.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that and then the cage secure lot too and kind of reevaluate that and prioritize based on safety first. So that's a discussion we're going to start tomorrow. One thing that, and then look at the bathrooms. the men would like us to take a look at having a secured restroom for the men. And so we talked about looking at all the restrooms in the courthouse and doing any updates that need to be updated, make sure the security level is where it should be. So that's going to be a discussion coming up, too. And we also talked about long-term discussions about the county in general and properties, public works, fairgrounds, all of that. So that's not forgotten about. Right now, our priority is dealing with what's coming open and what we have to soon fill. Yes?
I would just ask, because when I first got here, I was told this entrance to my office was going to be made a men's restroom. We didn't weigh in on the topic. We were told it was going on with facilities and would have gone through, except for the plumbing between the floors and the angles, it didn't allow it to go forward. If there is a conference in this or something going on here, I am stuck in my office or have no ability to access my office if you take that side entrance away. So as far as if that is where that space is going to go, please keep in mind, how do I get in and out of my office?
We were just going to turn your whole office into a men's restroom.
That works. Sorry. Move me some. This, I'll move into here.
We're going to put you in that store.
This okay. Doesn't show that moving at all. It shows the same thing as you've got right now.
Yeah. And are you guys looking at, in this process, I see the areas that you left for finance, but there's been discussion about movement of positions. And so do any of this planning incorporate
future needs?
Yes.
Okay, so what we're asking the board today, if this is a concept that you agree with, we're asking to be able to move forward with a space planner, which Ryan has a very close connection with, and it sounds like can be minimal cost, to actually look at these spaces and figure out exactly what may be needed in the structure that we're dealing with, in addition to look at budget. But before we do that, we want to make sure that the board is okay with this current concept that we've come up with.
Did you talk to, I'm looking at sheriff and DA and victim's assistant, and grand jury, IT.
Yeah.
Are they all on your
yep.
group?
Okay. Well, they're not on the group,
sure.
But they've been discussed.
They've been discussed with them, or they've been discussed at a meeting, but they're not present.
No, our we've had a liaison from our group discuss
okay.
with those department heads.
Okay.
So they are on board with the changes,
except for sheriff. Which we
right, the sheriff, and he's not moving because his dispatch is staying. So he's not. It's not really affecting him.
Okay, so he's not going to be over here.
No, that's
no.
old.
Yeah, that's the old map.
The 2009
yeah.
plan.
And he
yeah.
wants to stay out at the jail.
Yeah, he's not moving back here as far as I know. I haven't heard any rumors that he wants to move back here.
No.
Do you see the one that says IT and grand jury and victim assistant DA
right.
and finance?
Yep. Right.
That upper right corner is the only portion that he occupies right now. But is there any plan for those other two portions? I don't see anything going into those.
There's no plan at this time, but that's why we'd like to get a space planner who
okay.
can look at...
So we make sure our big chunks make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And that everybody will have the space that they want or need. Law library might be a fun one to figure out. So...
yeah.
So that's kind of our plan to move forward if the board...
Is this all going to be DA?
No, the DA...
Or DA just this...
Right here, the DA is a second... First floor?
First floor.
I believe just along the side.
Okay.
Yeah. There is still going to be space available. I mean, we're not taking up all of it.
No,
there's
I don't
be
think
a lot
we're
not
examining anybody.
But we are being
anyone.
Mindful of sieges.
That's
yes.
one of the main drivers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so just to give you something to consider in this process, a few years ago, public health had a position that they fund, but they moved it into finance, and that's Dave's grant
okay.
administrator person. We authorized a grant-funded position in public health that's half-time public health, half-time the rest of the county. There's been suggestion by Mike that he thinks that position, after they get going, would be better placed in finance and just assigned to working for, because it's still kind of internal service fund versus
sure.
just public health. So that's one of those positions of consider, you know, that kind of makes sense for movement. They already have one in the form of Dave that started in public health before Dave was Dave, and the other one. So
gotcha. Well, and like we're trying not to space plan for today's needs.
Yeah.
Everybody gets some 15-year growth. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why
there.
Did we move?
Yeah, we don't want to do anything twice.
Elaine, is there anything that that you were commissioned
by? No, can't think of anything. I just appreciate hearing the comments from the board.
As long as you check with the folks.
Yes.
I'm good.
Good. And this is the preliminary. The next one will be a little more decisive.
Right.
Next time it comes, it'll be, all right, now we're thinking this, and it might cost this much.
It'd be really interesting to make sure that Ryan's on board to make sure that, you know, it's good to say, ah, we'll tear that wall out.
He's here in every
room. No, you won't. Yeah. We'll just take these two columns out because they need to go. No, you won't.
Yeah.
This isn't flip
or flop. You're formulating something. What are you formulating over there?
Well, and is the grant writer in those meetings, because it may be at some point needs to be hearing those conversations for pursuing if there's any grants.
We should invite them for the next one.
Yeah, I think
they're getting some numbers.
If we can move forward with the space planner and mm-hmm. the budget, I think mm-hmm. that's the time to bring her in.
Let's find out what that cost would be and what that process.
Space planner?
I would like, I don't want to agree to something without knowing the cost is.
Right.
Okay. Because we were starting down this process to look at master plan overall. And what I thought a master plan was different than what Arthur thought a master plan was. He thought it was capital projects. But we talked about what about public works and parks and all those guys moving. Right. What's going on with community development, public health facilities, if that building sells. I mean, so there's a bigger piece of how much do we plan for this, but what's the next? And so if you pay for this portion, or should you have paid for the whole portion and identifying the whole thing? So I think that's something that you guys need to look at as well.
Well, I think we need to know that what the tenants that we have now in this building, how can we expand them? But then when we're talking here, we're talking public works moving, health moving, planning moving, we're talking about parks moving. All of that's going to move at some point in time.
But that's yes. That's a year down the road.
And I don't see this being looked at.
The plan.
And is this a solid wall or is there access? And so can any of these portions been broken off and incorporated in? Is there any more facility space? What's protected, what's not? What's accessible or not? Of why is this whole portion just this?
I'd like to know how all this lower level is being utilized.
Well, this
now.
Is lower level.
The former jail.
I know what those. I know what the storages are now.
Yeah,
what they
the
used
cells.
To be. But you know, some of them have got evidence in them. Some of them have got all kinds of stuff in them. So
where the DA and the medical examiner are, that's where they currently are now. That's where the new offices were built. That's where Lisa Turner's. I believe she's in the lower level.
No.
Oh, she's in the first floor.
Yes.
But there are DA offices there. And the medical examiner is there as well.
Okay, there's nobody from DA in the lower level yet.
Mm.
They very specifically ixnayed anybody going down there because they didn't want their lawyers attacked.
Everybody going down there has to have
but
a canary on their shoulder.
Maybe they started the construction because there is...
Wasn't that the piece that they had started the construction and were getting close to done, and then we put a halt on everything because we were waiting to...
Maybe that's what it was, because there was some
to
stuff...
To do kind of this plan.
Well,
yeah,
and
there
I'm
were some point, things going on.
There is a door listed right there. So what of this can be utilized or should be utilized versus is storage the best use of that space? Drainage, everything else? At some point, we looked at the basement or the lower level of the courthouse... Where the assessor's office is, abuts, and different stuff. And
yeah, because we even talked about that being a longer conversation that, like, tax collector has extra space.
Surveyor's office wanted different space.
Right,
veterans
don't have
needs
enough.
More.
Yeah, that's part of secondary. We're trying to respond to the police moving out first.
But then
it starts the movement.
Yeah. But this is why I didn't want us to just piecemeal... that we actually need to have the bigger conversation, because then we could have said, oh, wait, we could have, or we should have.
Right.
And so wanting that to be a part of, just saying.
You're referring to the jail section, the old
mm-hmm.
jail. I think one of the problems that I recall was that it's full of concrete and trying to recreate that into something that was usable.
It's pretty right. secure down there.
Would be
a lot
pretty
of it's
big. Would be a very.
I just think we need
expensive.
To identify what's usable, what's not.
Yeah.
And I think should we some be cut off for transport and utilize more because there is door access, or is it steadfast done? We just need to identify for best
right.
use so that we're not redoing down the road, or we're looking at it now, because is that big size of storage really the best use of that, or is something else look at? And it all relates. It's one thing to say, okay, what did we move right now, but what are those other pieces that still need to be accommodated? Are we talking bigger scope? Are we talking full thing? I'd like us to be as efficient as possible for the sake of
knowledge. I don't know if you can move any more departments like parks or anybody else into this building. I think what the people that are here right now, they're going to, as they grow, we need that room. We need that extra room to grow, rather than saying, well, let's move parks in here, let's move planning in here, and so on and so forth. I don't know whether we have enough room to do that.
I don't disagree. I just think best and highest use. What goes together, what doesn't. Is
so
are they should they be here? Should they not?
Look at usability of the lower level, mm-hmm. with the Sally Port excluded and the.
Well, where should that line? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just identifying where's critical infrastructure. What at least that we've looked at it is all.
Yeah, because that justice building is already leaking into the courthouse as far as movement, mm-hmm. And so we are considering, but we haven't quite gotten all the way through the basement. You're right.
They're good.
Thank you, guys. Good progress.
So I'll send an email to Ryan asking about the cost for a space planner.
Yeah, because that could go to you and to us three, and that could be a small enough amount for Dan or whoever's liaison to go, yeah, go.
So, no. Tear it all out.
Don't stop with that.
Just like the old Corvette Museum. The old bottom fell out from underneath it.
Oh.
Okay, Keijo, I'm working on filling the third week for the divisions and departments. For Keijo, my first thought was to get Scott for transit so he can talk about his electric buses. He will not be in town. My second thought was Sarah Gasto for parks, because their tickets go on sale the following week for next year. She doesn't want to go on until the tickets are actually available. So I reached out to Michael with health department to see if he wants to talk about the flu shot and possibly WIC, since it's that time of year.
Is there a WIC time of year?
I don't know. Maybe with the end of the year, but at least the flu shot, it would be a good opportunity for him to talk about the flu shot.
Another one that just while we were talking today, Ricky's program could do a Keijo radio hour by herself, for Pete's sake.
Yes, but they did ask us to try not to have one person. I think
Sarah
she could carry
there or whatever, but I think she could really. That's exciting. Her program really coming around. I like that.
Yeah. If Michael doesn't pan out, then I'll check with Sarah and Ricky.
Check with her. Just keep her in the wings.
That and who might go with Michael? Would he bring his own? Or
I think it depends on what he wants to discuss.
Okay.
So I'll let you know about that. State of the county was discussed at the department head meetings. There was some concern about last year's wasn't very well received with the public. There wasn't very many people there, not well attended. And wanting to know what is the message that the board wants to convey to the public. So what are they looking for?
At the state of the county?
Uh-huh.
Did you look at the first year versus the second year? You need to do that.
Yeah, I didn't go to
I don't think it that doesn't help, actually, because unless you can get the PowerPoint. Because if you watch the video, you can't see the PowerPoint. So I tried to watch the first years to get an idea for the second year, and it's just a whiteout screen. You can't even see it.
Who did that PowerPoint? Did you guys do that PowerPoint the first year? Do you have a copy of it anywhere you know? Okay.
I don't think the information is the issue. I think it was our advertising. I think it was the time frame of getting the word out. There was a miscommunication with the Rogue Valley Association of Realtors, and they said they would do better next time. So regardless of the public that attended, the information was appropriate. The 5-minute limits is good. We didn't quite stay on track because I think we could do better with our transitions. And just the speaker can introduce the next speaker versus us having to go up each time, I think would be an easier transition, and it'll keep us on track better. But It was our marketing, our advertising that I think is why there wasn't the public participation. It wasn't because of the content.
Plus it's a beginning event.
And then that information is out there and available, and it was good information.
Okay. Some of the things that they talked about and maybe consider, maybe look at presenting it differently. Instead of doing a whole event, maybe looking at every department do a video and putting it up online on the website once a month, focus on one department and what they're doing. Put it on the social media page. Maybe have the PIO do the messaging, because the talk was that the department heads are great at their department, but they're not necessarily the best suited to present their message to the public.
Neither is the PIO. We had decided as a board that we're the public face necessarily.
Okay.
He's good at the messaging and the web, but wasn't hired to be in front of the microphone.
Okay. And another idea was having a conference track where you have like-minded departments in one area. So once you give your introduction, law enforcement people would go to the law enforcement.
Like a booth thing.
Yeah, or like a breakout session you do at conferences. You can go to law enforcement, you can go to health department, you can go whatever your interest is, instead of the whole length of, you know, when you're only interested in one thing and then you sit through the whole thing.
From the public standpoint, the 2 hours getting the whole picture is better received from the feedback I got from the public. So people aren't just interested in that track or this track. They like the 5-minute updates on everything. This stemmed from the city doing, and the Rogue Valley Association of Realtors doing an event that they had, a 3-hour kind of focus, and county was always at the end. So we said, well, we'd like to do our own so we can tell our story better.
Yeah, at one time, Simon and I went over there, they said, you're going to have 40 minutes. We ended up with 9 minutes because the city just kept on and on and on. It ended up being a state of the city, and it had nothing to do with the county. Mm-hmm. We've done a couple of them at the Board of Realtors. I've gone to their realtor state thing for the state of the city. Mm-hmm. You and I did one for state of the city one time. We went to them rather than saying they need to come to us. And that worked out, I thought, pretty good.
Yeah. Well, these are just ideas that were put out there. You know, think about, you know, we don't have to decide today. The consensus was that they would prefer to do it at the end of the fiscal year.
I think we were a little late. And last year,
well, yeah, that was another concern.
Well, if they want to do it end of fiscal year, that's June.
That's June. Mm-hmm.
They want to do the beginning to the middle of June is kind of what people are saying.
Okay. Well,
gain daylight.
So State of the Union is in January. State of the
City was in February.
State of the State. Does she give a State of the State? She does at the opening of the session, I think. Governor.
She? Yeah. That's February.
Yep, that's so, February.
So it's kind of one of those things, the calendar year. As we're taking office, this is kind of where we're going. This is state of where we're at. So instead of going in a fiscal year where they're all tied up with end of year reports and all that, it's actually calendar year, I think, is where it's usually at. We just got pushed back further.
Right.
I think, though, since we gave people the opportunity to weigh in, we have to take that in consideration. Because we asked.
I hear you. But we take their consideration, and then we decide what its actual purpose is and decisions. And does it get bigger because they go these tracks? It's for the public. It's not for our department heads. And giving a 5-minute briefing on what we're doing, and we give a whole county synopsis, has been very well received. Whether or not it had public attending or people watching afterwards, the feedback from the people there was, I'm glad to have this all in one place.
Well, these are just options to think outside the box. I mean, nothing has to be decided today, but I think this is what this is the feedback that the department heads gave. So I think
if we want to go in February, we need to move.
We need to move
sooner.
Now.
Yeah.
That one of the concerns was also that they got almost last minute direction last year on what they were supposed to be doing. So that was a concern also.
Don't wait till the last minute.
Right.
Good advice.
So we just need to, if we're going to do it sooner, we probably should get on that so people have the opportunity to prepare.
Because what about you, Dan? You think
December?
February or June?
I think we ought to just think on it. I'd like to see exactly when all the other stuff is. Like you
when
just
the
said,
city
we kind of bounce off when the city's planning on theirs.
And Rogue Valley Association of Realtors, I'd like to get their weigh in on when they'd like to see.
Exactly.
Because that's what the connection was in the first place.
So how big of a
group
are, I mean, is...
There's like 70, 80 of them.
So is that who this thing is geared towards, is the realtors?
That's how it started.
That's how it started. And they, were coming, but the miscommunication was that Medford didn't get the information grants passed, so they didn't know when they didn't come. So the desire is to have a better outcome or better response. But
2 years ago, we had standing room only.
And how was that advertised different? I mean,
I don't know. I really don't know how to work.
But we need to send invitations to the Association of Realtors, the Rotary, the Chamber.
Rotary, Chamber, City of Grants Pass. Yep. Everybody.
Run through the gamut once we do decide.
Yeah. Okay. Kiwanis, American Legion, all.
So maybe we can bring this back up next week when we've had some time to talk about
it. I'd say give us a couple weeks because we need to reach out to some groups.
Okay.
And a week's not enough time to get them to respond.
Okay.
But the format of last year is probably the same as what it would be this year. It's the same as what it was the year before. The highlight of this last year and what are a couple things you're looking to do the next year. So
the first year was refreshments were just out of this world.
So they came for the food.
Well, no,
they didn't know it was coming.
I don't know about that. They didn't even know any food was there, but Wild River was there, and they served beer, and they had wine. I mean, it was almost like the deal we put on at AOC. It was, and everybody went, whoa, you got to be kidding me, because there was snacks and stuff, and it was really
same company did it this year.
But we didn't have that last year.
Same company did it 2 years in a row.
I disagree.
It was the same company.
There was a big difference between the two years.
They don't provide it. They did it as a favor the first year. They don't generally provide that service. And they did it for us. And
I think the first year was...
The person who did it the first year was no longer there. The person that did it the first year was no longer
there. Be specific about what we're going to provide.
Correct, and he wasn't there.
Yeah. I get that, but that's not the excuse why it was different. That is the excuse why it was different, but, you know, how do we get back to the first one? That's what I said. The first one was a lot better than the second one because they didn't have somebody that does that. Maybe Dean Saxon went outside his company guidelines as to he overdid it, maybe, because it was stellar. It was really good. So, anyway, that's why we need to think about it.
Okay. Update on the lipstick coordinator. I gave the job description to legal to do an RFP, so that's in the process. It will be $50,000 a year. It is for a part-time position. However, that we will not be paying any benefits. They will be independently working, so either out of their home, out of their car, whatever they decide to do, we will not be supplying any office supplies or anything like that. So that $50,000 has to cover their taxes, their benefits, or everything. Yes.
Is that to take Melissa's?
Yeah. It is a two-year... Yes?
Oh, I just have another lipstick thing. But I can wait.
Okay. So it is a JRI funded for 2 years. It's over in June of 2021. After that, we'll have to see if JRI will fund it again, and if not, then we'll have to discuss that at a later date. But we can... it is funded at currently. They have not... Community Corrections has not received the funds yet, but whenever we can retro bill. So if we get somebody on board before they actually get the money, we can retro bill.
Okay.
Back to from July. Lipstick? Did you have a lipstick thing?
Oh, wait.
Okay. Office positions. So this is something that came up before, and we kind of tabled it for a while. We talked about Trish moving full-time, making Wendy an actual considered a lead position, which would be a board administrative secretary. Two, with Trish being a one, we are losing Nicole. Her last day will be on the 14th. She is going over to legal. We're advertising for her position currently. That came out on Friday, so we're hiring another part-time position for a board administrative secretary. And so previously we talked about the pay ranges because people were hired on different ranges. Trish was hired as an NU-10, and so was Nicole. I would prefer to keep it that way because I think Trish was hired on that level for a reason, or they both were, because they weren't doing the same type of work that Wendy is. Wendy is naturally a lead, and she is doing leadership jobs, and she is in a leadership role. So I believe that that's why they were hired. That was my understanding, and I could be wrong, but I believe that that's why
the other two were
hired at a lower level. I think that, you know, I think Nicole and Trish do an amazing job. They do great work, but that's the structure that was put in place, and I'd like to keep that structure because I do believe that Wendy is doing a leadership role, and I don't want to take that away. And I think that having that step gives incentive for growth in the department, and I think it's important. So I'd like to move forward with that NU-10 and NU-12 as they are. The new position is being advertised as an NU-10. So we're going to kind of keep that.
And that's part-time still?
Yes. The new position will be part-time. And I'm going to...
change the budget in it?
No. The budget already covers Trish being full-time. And so I want to get her actually full-time as soon as we can. I'll talk to JJ and figure out. I don't know, since it's in the budget, I'm assuming, do I still need to go to weekly business session with that?
No.
No? Okay.
You just have to do a PAF.
Okay. So I'll check with JJ and we'll get that going. We also tabled it because Trish had other obligations that she wasn't available to go full-time until now. So I believe she's ready to go and we'll move forward with that. And then we'll bring on the part-time person as soon as we get applicants. And
so that cues the leader of that office staff to cover you when you're gone.
Right. And Wendy already does that
right.
in certain aspects. So it's just actually making it official.
Kind of right. formalizes
right.
the...
Yeah.
Codifying.
It's formalizing
sure.
what's happening. And
sure.
so it's kind of about time to kind of get that all that structure
yeah.
in place.
No, this is right along the lines of what how I thought this might go, that
yeah.
you would have these suggestions. And so, no, this is good.
Okay. So if anybody has any concerns, I'm happy to talk about it, but that's kind of where I'm at with it. Liaison assignments, it was briefly touched, and I think, do you guys have copies?
I don't want to.
And the only reason I'm bringing this up now is because we talked a few months ago about starting the discussion in November. So that's all I'm doing. This is the scratched out copy
November.
That I have. It is November.
This isn't the...
This is the one that I have.
Oh, but we also had like a spreadsheet.
I think you were talking about this one.
That one, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know which one's more recent, but I think it's...
Probably say about the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the one that we actually voted on.
This one?
That's the one we actually voted on with the handwriting at the bottom was the last one. Remember the...
Oh, property management.
And then, but I don't know if they translated it into this version. I think I'd be curious if we can get it in a different version because it's hard to read in this format.
Well, I can show you what Klamath does, and Klamath does it as a resolution. So this is Klamath's. It's a resolution, and then all the commissioners sign the bottom. So I don't know if that's a format that we want to consider or not. So, and that's something we can also talk about, but I just want to bring up the conversation because that's what we said we were going to do for the new year. And it kind of goes along with what Wally was talking about earlier about the liaison roles.
I like that better than both of ours.
You like Klamath's
yeah.
better?
Yeah, because the other one, in list form, it's like, it's all the information, and then we slapped on the board liaison.
Yes.
I like the clarity of,
okay.
this is all the stuff that is in your...
I like the resolution also.
Mm-hmm. So it's a real deal and not just agreed upon?
Right.
At some point?
It's usually the end of... I had thought about... we've had both systems, and I think the department managers have weighed in on both, that they're like, sometimes it's nice to get a new liaison, and sometimes it takes too long to train them up. But the reality is we're elected to be a board, and so we all need to know a little bit about everything, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to throw out... an opportunity of us to look at it differently, that when we actually sit down and decide liaisons next year, that everything's on the table. What we've done traditionally in the past is ask elected who they want, and they kind of get that. But that we pick one at a time. So everybody has equal opportunity of just kind of going down the board of, you know, what's your first pick? What's your first pick? What's your first pick? All right. And kind of just that way. And so we discuss, so there's nothing just... already there. We just
right. there's no
preconceived. We have a full conversation of what
you
do we look
it?
At.
I think Lily hasn't seen it recently.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I don't need to see it right now.
Just to give you some feedback too, and against, I've heard some departments said say that they would, you know, they'd like a different liaison just for the, you know, to have
mix
a variety.
Factor, yeah.
And then I've heard others say it takes a couple years sometimes to get a liaison to totally understand their business, and it's hard to kind of retrain that commissioner to understand their business again. So it goes on.
So here's my say to that. Every 2 years we get a new elected commissioner potentially.
Yeah.
They don't get a pick.
No.
I appreciate the feedback.
Right.
But even we can ask for our jobs again and then have the continuity. But the way the electoral works is every 2 years is a potential of a complete mix-up anyhow.
Right.
That we do not know what that outcome. So there is constantly going to be a change. So I appreciate getting that feedback. But we have not asked department heads.
They didn't say they wanted to be asked. All I'm saying is that some of them who have a little bit more in-depth maybe interactions with their liaison appreciate the fact that they have all the history and they can speak their language and they know what they're talking about. So it's not a two or four. Right. It's just feedback that I've heard.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The volunteer staff event. So we were kind of waiting on the State of the Union date decision before we can move forward with that.
That's got to be in good weather.
Not necessarily. Other than smoke.
Other than the lightning storm we had down there 1 year.
Yes, Holy cow.
We were sitting in a tent. Yeah. All metal pole and a lightning storm going through
sports park. That's great.
So do we want to start looking at putting a committee together, or do we want to put off until we decide when we're doing the state of the county?
I think we need to figure out what the enormity of that is.
Okay.
Because we have a ton of employees that I don't think the city has. So what would the
be? 400 or 3?
I want to see, it's over 300 now. Or right around, I don't know.
So, through different times, they've done different things. And I mean, they used to do just like a dinner, either at Elks or something like that, where they have people come in. And I don't know that volunteers have ever been.
I don't know if we want to have separate events or. Tamara went slowly by the door. Separate events, but I think we need to honor volunteers.
And then Parks does their own thing every year. Mm-hmm. They do their own barbecue. So it's
corrections.
Well,
yeah, that started.
Sheriff has their chili cook-off every year. That's kind of their...
With pepper.
You're the only one who's ever been invited.
The only one that can stand to eat a lot.
You mentioned it the other day. It's the first I heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I certainly want to have some sort of volunteer appreciation event. I know that the county is a big animal, and it's hard to get everybody together for a picnic at Indian Mary Park or whatever you want to say.
But do we consider employees as volunteers? No, we don't. It's just
whether to combine them in one big event so that all the volunteers could see all the staff. Or is there a, like you say, is there a this building and... that building, let corrections have theirs, let parks have theirs. What about public works? Do we have include them? Or?
There's a volunteer appreciation day is April 20th.
Huh.
Or International Volunteer Day is December 5th. So those are actual days that are in Google.
The April one might be nice for volunteer event.
420.
Don't go with that.
Let's find out how many volunteers we'd be talking about. I'd be curious.
Some people know what that means.
I can email the department heads and find out how many people are on
the airport board. You know, how many people active members you have in that?
Right, Trish could come up with the number of all the committee
volunteers. Oh, those two. I didn't even think about the advisory boards and committees.
Yeah,
those are as well.
They're all volunteers. That's key, okay. I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we got volunteers that work out at the fairgrounds, you know, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, okay, I can kind of figure out that, and then
we can come back and talk about it.
Right.
In the context of the state of the county as well, as far as dates, because nothing's going to happen in January.
Right, and Employee Appreciation Day is March 6th.
Nationally?
In the United States.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, some things to consider.
Right.
There's some back information.
And the logistics of what if they all showed up? I know, 300 plus spouses, we're at 600. That'd go really fast, wouldn't it? That room would fill up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, have half a hot dog. Treat yourself to half a hot dog. We got to make this go
well. Well, and yeah, do you try and entertain? They brought a stand up comic to one of the city's appreciation events. Did not go over very well.
No, I've seen some pretty funny,
yeah.
It was pretty bad.
We don't need a Jimmy Buffett impersonator.
Yeah, or Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, the idea is not to overspend money. The idea is just to
show appreciation.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe balance. Have some outstanding employee awards or something.
If there's nothing really earthbound, I'd like to get Tamara out of here. She's been kind of pacing the hallway.
She got a meeting with you or something?
Yeah.
I have one more thing. So next Thursday, the admin staff, we will be going to government ethics training. Trish and Wendy are going in the morning, and then Nicole and I will be going in the afternoon, and it's in Metro.
Well, I certainly hope you learn something.
We're there to teach.
I love it.
So
I need to go to the ethics training.
It's been 10 years. You should probably go again.
Okay, so my one thing. So according to state law with Lipsick, appointing authorities fill vacancies over which they have appointment authority within 3 months of a vacancy or as soon as possible. We've had the public member at large vacant for a while. It is under Section E of the ORS. A director of community corrections, county commissioner, juvenile department director, health director, mental health director, representative of a community-based nonprofit organization provides victims of crime, and one citizen, all appointed for county commissioners. The question had come up about, we do have an applicant that has applied and has the qualifications to serve, and the question came up, well, does Lipsick get to make a recommendation back to us? And I said, and my counter was no. It's appointed by the county commissioners on purpose because it's supposed to be a citizen that will challenge thought, be an equal access voting, and if the group gets to pick their own citizen, then they can control if that citizen speaks or not. And be's a part of it. So it has been vacant for quite some time. We've only had one applicant. There is some politicalness of it because it's somebody who's ran for office before, and so that might be controversial. So I don't know what to do with that. Are they qualified? Yes.
How long ago did we ask for applicants?
We've been at it for a while. So under the state law, you're supposed to appoint it within 3 months, and so
you can't appoint somebody that nobody applied for.
And they've applied and they're qualified. The problem is do you put the political thing? I think, so here's the thing. Jonathan Knapp is who has applied.
What office did they run for?
Sheriff. So Jonathan Knapp is who applied. What I can say is he has attended most of the Lipsick meetings as a citizen, but for the last year and a half or so, he's attended all the animal shelter advisory under the public health and actually participates because we allow the public to participate in that one. And it's always been appropriate and professional. So the only reason why I'd bring it before you guys and say, let's not just go back out is because I've seen how he is in a committee and with the animal shelter and it's been fine. And public health is one of the members of Lipsick and stuff like that. But
if he was running, if he had run for anything else other than sheriff, which has to do with law enforcement, I would say probably he's acceptable, but if he ran for sheriff.
But it's local public safety coordinating council. That is public safety and the public safety venue. So is he qualified for the position? Yes.
What's our policy when there's only one applicant? Do we go back out?
We don't have a policy.
We don't have a policy.
But state law says you fill it within 3 months. We've been vacant over 3 months.
I would feel more comfortable. Like I said, I would not be willing to endorse him for that.
I'd like to go back out once
and see what happens.
Okay.
And have something to choose from.
Okay. Right. So we'll re-advertise. So I just have to bring it to you guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Okie doke.
Okay, is there anything else?
No, ma'am. Not today.
I would say as a policy, we don't want to say that if you've ever run for office, you can't be on.
No.
So we want to be careful there, too.
True.
Yeah, that's true. But
so look at individual merits of what the committee is and how they're qualified for, and that would be my recommendation. But I understand as well that we can ask for more.
I should ask Mike. Go ahead. Kill us.
We are adjourned at 3:50.